Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
He's got the chance to be a swing backup tackle for us right away, but he also has a chance to go in their guard and play. So we're going to put him in their guard too, see how he does, and just get a feel for him. You know, once he starts practicing, just get a feel for where he can help us, and we think he can play guard and tackle.
That's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh talking about one of the draft picks the Ravens made over the weekend. And let's go to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and talk about their third-round pick there.
Yeah, Emory Jones, LSU, 6052, 315 pounds, jersey 50, a junior, 34 and a quarter arm length, which is excellent. 10 and three-quarter hands, which are huge mitts. Now, he was a basketball player in high school, which I used to love when I would recruit old linemen. Three-year starter. Second team All-SEC, started 36 of 38 games. 2022 All-SEC freshman, 12 starts at right tackle. 2023, second team All-SEC, started 12 games at right tackle. 2024, second team All-SEC, started 12 games at right tackle. Allowed one sack, 864 snaps. Now, their left tackle was Will Campbell, who went to fourth pick in the draft. And then Dillinger, the left guard, was the Ravens' seventh-round pick. And then in 23, they were up for the Joe Moore Award as the best offensive line. Now, Emory's strengths: size, length, effort, good motor, quick step in pass. He can anchor in pass. He can combo up to the linebacker level. He's strong, well-built lower. Will keep feet moving on the base block. He can get movement. Shows ability to pull and run. Good athlete. He can bend his knees. Quick off the snap. He can play off offensive guard also. Slides feet well in pass. Has played some at offensive guard. Good strength at the point of attack. Quick out of stance on pull. He comes off low on the base block. Explosive drive blocker. Strong hands. Good footwork and pass. Will push rusher past the quarterback and show some nasty weakness. Needs better punch and pass. He doesn't use his 34 and a quarter arm length. He'll get pad level high in the run some. Struggles with quick edge rushers because he has no punch. You know, he keeps his arms in tight. You cut the corner down. 5 false start penalties on the road this year. So the crowd noise got to him a little bit. Struggled some picking up stunts. Must keep hands inside. On the ground too much in the run game. Gets overextended. Will get high and driven and pass some. Will reach and lunge some and pass. In summary, I said, Emory has good size, length, really good athlete. Play right tackle, guard. He'll need a lot of technique work and pass. Doesn't punch, will lunge. Struggles some with stunts. In the run game, good combo blocker, good on pulling. He'll need Warhop to school him up on, but he has the talent. I think in the pass is the biggest thing. He doesn't use his arm length at all. You know, he's got a quick first step in pass, but he doesn't punch. You know, he lets them come into his body, and that's why he gets himself in trouble. And if, you know, George Warhop, the O-line coach, gets him doing those things, he'll be fine. I mean, because he's a hell of an athlete. He can pull, he can run, played some at guard. They put him over kind of like they put him over at tight end on the left side some when they put two tackles on the one side. So is he athletic enough to play on the left side? Yeah. But he needs to get his fundamental, he needs to get his punch straightened out first. Is, you know, because if George gets him with that, athletically, he can do all the things Harbs was talking about, but he's got some technique stuff that he needs to get fixed to do that. But in the run game, I think in the run game, he could play guard for them because they like to pull that left guard. Is he a better athlete than Voorhees? Yep. And the thing about it, is he more durable than Voorhees? Yes. Started 36 of 38 games. So he'll be, if he can handle it, Bob, he'll be in competition to be that left guard. But kind of what they're, if they had to play today, is he going to be, I'd be a little nervous putting him in today, you know, like at the left tackle, because I haven't seen him play left tackle in any of their games.
Could he be a candidate to replace McCary as this jack-of-all-trades guy? Maybe not play center, because McCary could literally play all five spots on the O-line. But could he be versatile enough to do both guard, both tackles, and don't really miss a beat for an extended period of time?
Not
right out of the gate.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to need some development time. But, Bob, he can be better than McCary because he's a bigger man and he's athletic and he's been more durable than McCary. McCary, you know, has had that back issue. So could he come in and start? He would, like, if he had to come in and start, Bob, it would kind of be like, you're going to help him, you know, like if somebody got hurt and he had to play by 9th, 10th game, probably be kind of like Rosengarten. You know, I mean, because if eventually Emory Jones and Rosengarten end up being your tackles in a couple years, you got two really athletic guys.
So with Starks and Green, impact guys, hopefully right out of the gate.
No
doubt.
Starters,
perhaps.
Yes.
But Jones, contributor in 25.
Has to be a contributor, yes. And he's got the skill. You know, he's got everything you want. He's got long arms. He's athletic. He can pull. He's got nasty, you know, durability. Started 36 and 38 games. So he's got all of those things. He just needs to fine-tune his technique work.